One of the speakers at the many events that were held to mark the third anniversary of the RDI Hub in Killorglin was Jill Barry of Emotion Media. And Jill told the story about how she moved her whole life from Dublin to Kerry because she was inspired by the RDI Hub.
We were living and working in Dublin for over 20 years. We have a digital company in terms of creating digital content and managing a lot of big blue chip companies' content solutions. And we always felt like, God, we'll never ever be able to get out of Dublin. Now, my wife is from Kerry, I'm from Cork, but Dublin was where it was at for us for a very long time. Fast forward to the pandemic, and all of a sudden it was like, right, send all of our employees home with a computer. We're going to work from home for how long, we're not sure. And we were like, why stay in Dublin? We might as well come to Kerry. You know, we said we'd live with Patch's mom for a while on their family farm. And, you know, we worked out of our kitchen like everybody else did. And, you know, we pivoted, you know, that word that everybody spoke about, our business into different ways of like, how can we keep the business going? How do we keep everybody's jobs intact? You know, you're all of a sudden moving from this in-person space in one of these kind of tech hubs to all of a sudden everything is within the window of a Zoom call, you know, and it was working. And, you know, we were able to go up a mountain. We were like 10 or 15 minutes from a mountain, 10 or 15 minutes from the beach. And we used to think about what it was like on a Friday after work if we wanted to go up the mountains, right, which was only about 20 kilometers away, but it would take us an hour and a half to get to the mountains. And then you'd have your hike and you'd come back down. We were like, right now we can be in the mountains in 15 minutes, in the beach in 15 minutes. And if I have a dental appointment, I can literally leave a minute before the dental appointment and still get there. And we just started saying, like, that's not a life we want to go back to, like that constant, busy, constantly on the go. Your day was just so busy, but it was so much chaos as well, you know. But it was the idea that we felt, we're a tech company, you know, a design company. We have to be in Dublin. That's where all our clients were. But then the pandemic meant that everybody worked from home. All of a sudden, you didn't need the prestigious business address that was costing us an awful lot of money per annum to, you know, work and live, work on Stephen's Green, you know, and have an office in Stephen's Green. And all of a sudden, we had just this completely different quality of life down here. But our employees had a better quality of life as well. One of our guys had an hour and 45 minute commute into work every day. That was just the one way trip in, right? So he was going home every evening and his kids were asleep. You know, he definitely thrived when the pandemic kicked and he was working from home. So for us, it was a case of, right, will we stay? We were working from the house. That was getting a bit tiresome because we were always used to being in a hub. Patch came to the open day here in the RDI hub, came back. I couldn't go. I didn't know what I was doing that day. And she was like, I think we need to move to the RDI hub. Like, it's so exciting here. And it was just that sense. And this was why I feel like such a champion of the RDI hub, is that for us, the pandemic allowed us to get out of Dublin, right? It got us out of Dublin. Fast forward to that. No guilt, no nothing. We could just go. No excuses. But then the RDI hub gave us an opportunity to get back into the kind of thriving space of running a business, being around other companies, being inspired by the people around you. A little bit out of that, because you love working from home from time to time, and I liked that freedom and that sort of work-life balance. But actually, living in Kerry gives us the work-life balance, period. But the RDI hub gives us that extra spark, and being here gives us the extra spark, and we're meeting other people and it feels like a really good support. So then we were kind of, the first lockdown came and went, and we said, God, we should go back up to Dublin for a month. And then it was like, right, we just come back down. It was just, we really missed being here. We joined the rowing club, we joined the tri club, we joined all these different things. And I joined the hockey club. I had picked up a hockey stick in 20 years. And we just, you know, we just started finding our own tribe down here. And all of a sudden it felt like this was our tribe and this was our place. And, you know, we kind of said, right, we should sell the house, or will we rent the house? And we were like, will we build a house? And we were so kind of sort of one foot in the grave. And then we were like, let's just sell the house. Let's just fully commit to here. Like, we're in our 40s. We know what we want anyway. So that's where we were. So we came here. We're now building a house. We've moved. The two of us are based here from the RDI hub. We have four other employees in working from home up the country. The plan is to get more bums on seats in here, because I really believe in the hub and what it does for businesses and what it does for individuals as well, because you can still have the balance. You can still work from home. I never want to take that away from people, because I think that's an amazing thing we've all managed to get. I still like working from home myself, you know. So I think the future is bright and exciting, and I much prefer the pace. Like, I had a stammer for about, and I didn't develop the stammer until late in life, but I developed a bit of a stammer in my last few years in Dublin. And I know it was like stress and anxiety and busy and constantly on the go. Like, it's gone since I moved back down here. I just feel so much more calm. Like, you're still busy and you still have lots going on, but it's totally, I don't know, there's a different pace. Everything feels more manageable here. Yeah, I think everybody should move to rural Ireland. Although I don't want to tell everybody and then all of a sudden, you know, it's too busy.
And you mentioned, you know, a lot of your clients were corporates. And that, so now, you know, I know a lot of businesses are doing maybe a hybrid model. So are you finding out it doesn't impact at all? Or do you need to travel to Dublin occasionally?
That's a great question, right? So one of our biggest clients are Dell. And when we'd been pitching for so many different jobs with Dell, we went to Limerick to visit them, we were chatting them, and then the pandemic came, and a lot of the projects we were working on one project with them, which was for a big event in Las Vegas. The project got shelved, and we were pitching other projects, and then they came to us and said, we do have a budget for this one project, it's for our global demo center, we need to redesign it and do some work on that. And we were like, great, you know, so we pitched for it and we won it. And Dell were one of the first companies to fully support complete remote working, right? So we would be on calls with the Dell tech team and they would be sitting there in there, and we had great fun. Okay, we used to change our virtual backgrounds, and at one point somebody, he said, excuse the child, but my, you know, he's got to work with us through the, you know, call, I can't get, you know, babysitters right now, it's a pandemic. So all of a sudden we had companies that were already global in terms of their placement, their distributed workforces, they were used to people working in all countries around the world. And then we had other companies like that. So all of a sudden, all of the companies we were working for were fully supporting it. So why would they not fully support working with a company that fully supported it as well? So where I in the past might have like wanted to put up a virtual background because I didn't want people to see where we were, all of a sudden it was okay to be at home. It was okay that we weren't in Dublin. Now we have our website saying, you know, addresses in the RDI hub in Kerry. People have no issues with it, right? And just go back to your question of like, do I need to go to Dublin? I don't, but I do want to. So we work with Diageo in James's Gate. The girl, I've been working with them for 19 years, and the girl who was setting up a job said, you know, do you want to pop in for coffee? We'll talk about this new project. And I hopped on the train and up I went. And then Jean said, so are you sure you're around the corner? And I said, no, I came up from Kerry. And she went, what? I wouldn't have suggested the meeting. I thought you were still living around the corner in Dublin 8. And I said, I know, but you're an important client and sometimes you have to come face to face, right? So I do believe that there is power in that energy, the exchanging. There's just something that's important, right? And it's also showing up for someone and making an effort. That said, I'm working on a global rollout for a digital signage project for a medtech company right now, and we're dealing with everybody from Cincinnati to Vancouver. There's 30 different people showing up on the call every week, and we'll never meet any of them in the flesh possibly, but you know, we can do the work fully from Kerry. We can manage their server, control the screens all over the world. I think that where we are now, nothing is going to get in the way of us doing our work. Like a location isn't going to get in the way of us doing our job and doing it very well. In fact, I feel like there's more flexibility to that now, in that there's people understand that you just need to do this remote job and that's that. But I think being here gives you more freedom in your own headspace to do the work that you're doing remotely anyway. So I don't think it really matters where we are at all, because look, we're in this connected world, right? I mean, all of the companies you're dealing with, so many of them, yes, there's national companies or there's local companies, but quite a lot of companies that are out there that we're dealing with are international. So at any given time, I might have to stay late because I'm dealing with the team from Florida and the time zone is different anyway. So I'm used to, I suppose, working from anywhere and working from any time zone. So yeah, no, I think I like going to visit customers, but I don't need to as much.
And you talked about the stress relief you have from moving to Kerry and working here. Have you found yourself and maybe your team as well that, you know, with that, I suppose, reduced level of stress, that there's more creativity?
It's a really good question, because I think that is not a one size fits all answer. So like, for instance, the conversation upstairs today was about, you know, the future of work, right? And hybrid model versus spoke model versus, you know, all these different ways that you can work together. And I think ultimately the future of work needs to be varied and diverse, because your team is varied and diverse. So right now I have a guy working for me and he absolutely loves working from home. He totally thrives. Now that said, when we get together and if he has to go meet a customer, he goes on site, he does brilliant. But he absolutely loves working from home. I've offered him an opportunity to work in a hub. He's like, you know, can I continue to work from home? And I said, of course you can. Like, for me, it's working out perfect. And that's him. He's perfect. He's 40. He's got kids. He finally gets to see his kids. He's not stuck in a big commute. That said, I have another guy working for me and he's 30. I think him as a person would thrive better in a working space, in a hub, meeting somebody at the coffee machine or at the water cooler or going up and grabbing a sandwich with someone. So I think that where I say, yes, working from home is great, and yes, working from an office is great, it is totally and utterly dependent on the person. Like, there is no shoe that, and it shouldn't fit all. You know, it's like maybe a software developer who might just do better in this kind of quiet space. They're introverted. Maybe actually being in an office space stressed them out because they had to get outside their comfort zones to talk to people. And maybe that meant that they weren't doing their best work. You know, I think lots of people will learn or were given the chance to learn about themselves. I learned, and you mightn't believe this now because I'm a yapper, but I learned I'm actually a bit of an introvert who's extroverted because I run my own business. But I loved the silence and the remoteness of working from home. I love coming back to it too, though. I like the mix. So I think that, you know, people should be given flexibility. I think that we have a chance to completely change how we live and work and play and how they both interact with each other. And I don't think anybody should ever be forced back into one thing or another ever again, because like life isn't about one thing or another. Sure, it's not. Like, yeah, I think it's just so important. I think people should absolutely have choice. Like, you choose what you're going to do at the weekend. You choose what you're going to eat for dinner every night. Why should you not have a choice around your workplace? As long as you can do your job, you should have the choice to where you do your job. But then ultimately, obviously, you got to connect back in with your team. But that's the job of your company too. Like, I'm always thinking, how do I energize my team? How do I get them excited about stuff? So we might organize an offsite. But that's my job. But they should be given the flexibility, I really think. And I think you'll have less chance of people changing their jobs or moving on. And I'm seeing it, you know, perks. Like, you see all these tech companies, all the big layoffs at the moment, free lunches, foosball tables, video games and everything. Where are those perks now? You know, actually what people want is a bit of flexibility to have a life outside of work. And then a job that's actually, you know, safe.
Jill Barry there of Emotion Media speaking to me at the RDI Hub in Killorglin last week.